Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our Arab Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh class learning. I hope everyone enjoyed a meaningful, uplifting, healthy, and inspiring Yamim No Ra'im days. And now we're ready to head into Zman Simchaseinu, the Yom Tov of Sukkos, Baruch Hashem. So I thank our sponsor and family very, very much, Tizkun Mitzvos Ma'asim Tovim, who wish to remain anonymous. May this year be Zchus for many, many Shabbosos spent in Kedusha with your family and only Simcha. So I have a very interesting class prepared, very exciting. So let us go to where we are up to for your reference, because sometimes people ask, we are learning the Sefer Nefesh Shimshon Shabbos Kodesh, making the most of Shabbos, insights into the meaning and purpose of Shabbos, the teachings of Rav Shimshon Pinchas Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So we are going to be learning today about garments of Shabbos, Shabbos clothing, which is something that we spoke about a number of years ago. I don't know if anyone remembers, but I like to teach new things, so I'm not going to teach the same thing, even though it happens to be a piece that's worth relearning by Rav Mordechai Willig Shlita about Malbush Chashal Shabbos. But we're going to be learning something else. So I am on page 57 of the Sefer. Last time we spoke about Teshuvah. Not only did we speak about Teshuvah, but that's exactly where the Sefer was up to, with a tremendous stroke of revealed Hashgacha. So we're on page 57, and the subheading begins with the priestly garments, which means the Bigdei Kohuna, the Kohanim that the Begadim wore when they served in the Mishkan / Beis HaMikdash. We just went through the Yom Kippur Avoda, and part of what we read in the Avoda is about the Kohen switching his clothing. The Begadim with the Zahav, the Kohen Gadol, wore special 8 Begadim. The Kohen Hedjon wore 4 Begadim of linen. When the Kohen Gadol entered into the Kosh HaKadashim, he could not be wearing the Begadim with Zahav, Ein Kategor Na'aseh Sanegor. The prosecutor, the Chet HaEgel, the gold of the sin of the golden calf, cannot be our defense attorney for us on the Yom HaKippurim. So there's a tremendous focus on the begadim of the Kohen as he serves in the Mishkan Sas Beis HaMikdash. And in fact, we know, Rashi tells us our Chumash, that a Kohen who is Mechusar begadim, when the Kohen comes to serve, if he is not dressed in the proper Big Day Kohuna, he's Chayiv Misa. That's how important the clothing are to the service of the Kohen. They are not an adornment. They are an integral part of the Avodas HaMishkan. Not only are the Kabbalas important, not only is the Ketoris important, not only is the Adakas Neiros of the Menorah every night important in the Mishkan, but the Begadim are so integral, no one ever calls my house. Let me just turn it off. Okay. It just pressed off, so it won't be ringing. Not only are the Kohanim an adornment, but they're an integral part of the Avoda. As we said, according to Mechusar Begadim, it's actually Chayiv Misa. So the priestly garments, this is the subheading. As we know, there's a special halacha of wearing Shabbos clothing. So when it comes to Shabbos, just like the Kohen, when he entered the Mishkan, had to be dressed to serve God, so too, when we enter Shabbos Kodesh, we have to be dressed appropriately. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is coming to our table when you welcome Shabbos HaMalka, the Queen Shabbos, and the Shechina. You have to be dressed for. Where do Chazal learn this out from? And this is extremely interesting. So it's a Gemara, Masecha Shabbos, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us in Masecha Shabbos, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, based on a pasuk from Megillas Rus. Okay, the pasuk says in Megillas Rus, I'm going to go through this section and then we're going to go back and analyze and go through it. You shall bathe and anoint yourself and put on your garments. Naomi told Rus when she was going down to the Goren, the threshing floor, to lay at Boaz's feet. And from this union, of course, would come David Melech Yisrael, Melech HaMashiach. You shall bathe and anoint yourself and put on your garments. That's Rus, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel. So the Gemara says, these are the garments of Shabbos. When Naomi told Rus, you should put on your garments. So the Gemara darshins, this means garments of Shabbos. The idea of what I'm doing is giving you the... we're going to read through this page, and then we're going to go back and look at the sources that Rav Pinchas quotes. Okay, the idea of changing into Shabbos clothing is learned from the Big Day Kohuna, the garments of the Kohen. What is the source in the Torah for changing one's garments? So the Pasuk says in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Vav Pasuk Dal, and the Kohen shall remove his garments and wear different garments. When he takes out the Trumas Hadeshen, when he has to take out the pile of the ashes and go outside of the camp, so he has to change his garments. From here we see Shabbos clothing are just like Big Day Kohuna. Just as the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash had special garments, so too on Shabbos we have special garments. A person's clothing, says Rav Shimshon Pinkus, expresses who he is. A person's clothing expresses who he is. It's so true. When you see a person, how they're dressed, it really tells you something about the person. It expresses the essence of a person. Based on the levush of a person, you already know something about that person. People dress with intent. The way we dress says something about who we are. The big tikkun are actually the garments of the angels, says Rav Pinkus. The angel Gavriel is called the man clothed in linen. And the garments of the Kohanim are made primarily of linen, especially the four garments of the Kohen Hedjah. And so, when the Kohanim enter the Beis HaMikdash, they're devoted to serving Hashem. They're just like the Malachim and Shemaim, angels of heaven. They wear garments of angels. Okay, so this is where Pinkas tells us, and from here we derive the importance of us having special Bigodim for Shabbos. Now let's go back to the source that Rav Pinkas quotes, that the Gemara quotes. How do we know we have the special Shabbos clothing? So Rav Pinkas says, going back to the top of the section, as we know, there's a special halach of wearing Shabbos clothing. Where do we learn it from? I'm going to screen share with you and take you to Megillas Rosh. Could you see it? Says Rosh 3 on the top of my screen. Yes, thank you very much. So this is Megillas Rosh. So we know the basics. So I made a bracha before I turned on, right? Immediately before I turned on. So the story of Megillas Rosh is very short. It is read on Shavuos. It's only 4 prakim long. And you know the basic story on Naomi, Elimelech, Machlon, and Kilion leave Beis Lechem Yehuda. They go to dwell in the fields of Moab. Elimelech dies, Machlon and Kilion dies. Arpa decides to leave or takes Rus. Naomi says, go back. Arpa goes back. Rus clings to Naomi. Naomi and Rus together come back to the fields of Beis Lechem Yehuda, but they are destitute. Naomi left rich. When she comes back, she says, don't call me Naomi pleasant, call me Mara, bitter. God dealt very bitterly with me. Her husband has died. All their flocks died, Rashi tells us. And Machlon and Kilion died. And she comes back with a Moabite daughter-in-law. And they are very destitute. And the daughter-in-law goes to gleans in the fields of a relative, Boaz. Okay. Naomi sees a shurach and a chance for Yiblum to establish a name for her deceased, well, the entire family, really, Elimelech, Machlon, and Kilion. So she arranges a shurach. We're not going more into this. I teach in Delphi Megillas Rus for the past 3 years. All the prakam sukkim with mefarshim, that's not what we're doing today. That's a basic story. Ultimately, Rus and Boaz will have a union one night, then Boaz dies. But from that, Ovid is born. Ovid gives birth to Yishai, who gives birth to David, who ultimately is the father of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Fine. Let's look specifically at this parak gimel here. Okay, Vatomer la Naomi chamosa. Naomi, her mother-in-law, says to her, "Biti, my daughter, halo avakesh lach manoach asher yitavach. I look for you a place of rest that will be good for you." Okay, so I want you to get remarried. I want something to be good for you. Va'ata, and now, halo Boaz modatanu asher hayis esna arav. Hine hu zores garnas orim halayla. Behold, Boaz, our relative, that you were with his lads, because she was gleaning in the fields with Boaz's workers. Behold, he is in the threshing floor tonight, and he is going to be winnowing the barley. One of the reasons we read this on Shavuos, it's talking about the time period of the threshing of the harvest. But here's the pasuk that the Gemara quotes, or Shimshon Pinkas quotes, which teaches us the importance of wearing Shabbos clothing. So what does Naomi tell Rus? She gives her a series of instructions. What shall you do to prepare for your historic date tonight? V'rachat, you shall wash yourself. V'sacht, you shall anoint yourself, which all these things we're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur. V'samt simlo sayich alayich, you should put your clothing upon you. V'yarada tahagoren, you should go down to the threshing floor. V'al tivad'i le'ish, and don't let anyone know about this. Ad kaloso la'achov l'shtos, do not disclose yourself to Boaz until he has finished eating and drinking. Clear reference there to the fact that you will be his kala. There's other times in Chumash where the word kaloso is used. Last pasuk of Perek Lamed Aleph, specifically in Shemos, kaloso, Hashem and Klal Yisrael are like a chasen and kala. The day the Mishka was put up, the day the Torah was given, was like a chasen and kala. So here's a reference to the fact that's ad kaloso, you are about to become his kala. So she gives Naomi Rus instructions, you shall wash, you shall anoint, you shall put on your garments. Now this is what we do on Erev Shabbos. At some point on Erev Shabbos, the Rambam writes, it's halacha, you're supposed to wash yourself, we anoint ourselves, and we put on our garments. Now look at Rashi, you see on this side of the screen. The Samta Simlo Sayach, look at Rashi. Rashi says Beferus, if you're looking on this side of the screen, Begadim Shal Shabbos. Now Rashi's quoted the Gemara, Masechah Shabbos, Kufiyot Gemam, a base which I'm going to get to in a minute. So you see that when she says Vesam Simlo Sayach, the Gemara says, oh, this pasuk teaches you when a Shabbos comes, we must wash, you have to bathe, you should anoint, and you should put on your clothing. What clothing? Begadim Shal Shabbos. Okay, let's go on, because we're going to need the next psukim for the Gemara. Vayi B'shachvo, and it will be when he lays down, Boaz, on the threshing floor, Vayadat you will know the place where he is laying down. Uvas, you should come. The gilis margalosav, you should reveal, uncover his feet. Vishachat, and you will lay down. Vehu yagidach esasher tasin, and he will understand what's going on. He will tell you what to do. Vatomer there, and Ruth says to Naomi, "Call your Tomi Eliasa. Whatever you tell me, I'll do." She's a very good daughter-in-law, and she says to her mother-in-law, "Whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do." Vateirid agoren, and she goes down to the goren. Vatas kuchal sher tzivata chamosa, she goes down to the goren, the threshing floor, and she does everything her mother-in-law commands her to do. Now, if you notice the order, she seems to have switched the order. Her mother-in-law told her you should wash, anoint, dress, and then go down to the goren, the threshing floor. In this pasuk, pasuk vav, the pasuk says she goes down to the threshing floor, and then she does what her mother-in-law tells her to do. So Rashi says, like you see on this side of the screen, vaterid hagoren vata'ash, she went down first to the threshing floor, and then she did what her mother-in-law told her to. He amra la v'rachat v'sachat, v'sacht. Her mother-in-law told her you should wash and anoint, v'sam simlo saich alayich, and you should put on your clothing, v'achar kach, and only after her mother-in-law said, v'yaradet hagor, go down to the threshing floor, v'hilo asasakein. Rush switched the order. She first went down to the threshing floor, then I guess she took whatever she needed to anoint herself and wash and dress, she took it with the threshing floor. Why did she reverse the order? Ella Arma, she said, Im ered kishani mikushatas, if I go down and I'm already all dressed up, hapogea bivaros, yomer shonizona, anyone who meets me in the street, if I wash here, okay, I heat the hot water, I have a basin of hot water, and then I anoint myself, I'm wearing perfumes and nice smelling, and I'm wearing makeup, and I put on these beautiful Shabbos clothing, if I go down to the threshing floor, or while I'm already dressed up, hapogebi, whoever encounters me, right, I have to walk from Naomi's house to the gor on the threshing floor, the outskirts of town, baharasi, whoever sees me, yomar shanizona, they will think that I'm a prostitute. Lefichach, therefore, yarda batchil al hagor, and first she goes down to the threshing floor, vacharkach, and only after kishta et atzma kasher tzivata chamosa, only after she anoint herself like her mother-in-law commanded her, because she's afraid that people are going to think that she is a zona. So once again, this pasuk, and then I'm going to go to the Gemara that learns out from this pasuk. You know, there's 24 books of Tanakh. Keep this in mind. There's a lot of psukim where the Gemara could learn out the importance of Shabbos clothing. We're going to, at the end of Shir, explain the great significance from this pasuk specifically. On Shabbos comes, you should not look like you look on weekday. A person has to take time, and you come to light the candles. It's a big application. It's a big, not only interesting lesson from Chumet, from Tanakh, from Nach, actually, Ksuvim, and we're going to see from the Gemara and from Pikus, but there's a lot of practical application here. A person needs to make sure that when Shabbos comes, you look like it's Shabbos. It doesn't matter if there's no guests in your house. It doesn't matter if there's no one else there. It doesn't matter if you're tired that day. It doesn't matter if you're exhausted from cooking on the Yom Tov season. It's Shabbos, and you have to dress from Shabbos. And how do we learn that out? Something very, very practical that we all need to take a Musar Haska and realize that when Shabbos comes, it doesn't matter who's in the house. The Shechina is in the house. And for Shabbos Malkas, a person needs to dress like a Shabbos. V'rachatz v'sach v'sam tzim lo sayach. So I want you to pay attention to the word that the Nach, the Ksuvim here uses for clothing. Sim lo sayach alayach. This is what her mother-in-law tells her to place upon her. Go down to the threshing floor. Don't let him know. Ad kaloso, you're about to become his kala. An allusion to the fact you're about to become his kala. La'elcho v'lishtos. Okay, I'm going to stop screen sharing now. You saw the psukim inside. So we already saw Rashi. I screen shared it with you on the screen that her mother-in-law told her put on your Shabbos garments. And now I just want to tell you what Sifsei Chachamim says. So Sifsei Chachamim, what I have my Nachman Kris Gadol here. Okay, so Sifsei Chachamim says on the Rashi that we just saw that she begadim shal Shabbos to put on her Shabbos clothing. The kashrei, there's a kashrei. V'chi alal dasha teilech arum. What am I learning here? When her mother-in-law says v'sam tzimlo sayach, why does Rashi, according to the Gemara, have to say your big day Shabbos? Did it enter your mind that her mother-in-law was telling her to walk on the streets naked? V'chi alal al hadas shateilech arum. What do you mean? What am I learning out from this? Why does your mother-in-law need to specifically say to her, put on your clothing? Do you think that she's going to walk naked through the town? Why does she need to command her to get dressed? Obviously, she's going to get dressed before she leaves the house to go down to the threshing floor. Therefore, Chazal understands this to me, begadim shel Shabbos. In other words, Sifsei Chachamim is explaining to you why Chazal and Rashi need to quote this on this pasuk. Why does your mother-in-law need to tell her to get dressed? You don't need to tell someone to leave us. You might say, take a jacket, it's very cold outside. Take an umbrella, it's supposed to rain. But I don't believe that you've ever told anyone in your house before they leave us, don't forget your clothing. Don't forget your underpants. What are you talking about? No one's going to go into the street naked. That's not what the Sifsei Chachamim says. Why does she it's one thing to say you should wash before you got down to the threshing floor. I don't know how often they washed, you know, back in biblical times. It wasn't like they had running water coming out of their pipes. How often did they anoint themselves? I don't know. But why does she need to include in her instructions to her daughter-in-law, put on your clothing? Obviously, she's going to put on her clothing. Oh, so Chazal come along and they say, they're not talking about regular clothing. You never had to tell anyone before they left this. Here's the shopping list. Here's the key fob for the car. Here's my credit card. Here's a list for the wine store for Yom Tov. Don't forget to get dressed. It's ridiculous. No, so Davka, that's why Chazal say, V'sam Silo Chatsayich must be teaching us something special. It can't be just she's telling her daughter not get dressed. Obviously, she's going to get dressed. Oh, what is it coming to teach us? That she was specifically telling her, put on your special garments. What are special garments? Shabbos clothing. You want to look beautiful. You want to dress up. In this case, Rus is going to be Makabel the Shechina, not only Boaz. She's going to be the mother of Melech HaMashiach. But you're going to be the mother of kings and Melech HaMashiach. You have to look like you're greeting the Shechina. So her mother-in-law was telling her, put on your Shabbos clothing. She wasn't just saying her stam get dressed. The Malbim also says on this pasuk, okay, that she should prepare herself. I'm quoting the Malbim from the Mikros Gedolos Navi, the Ksuvim. Also, so v'ikar ha-hachana, the main part of her preparation, shetachin, that she needs to prepare herself. How should she prepare herself? Berechitza v'sicha v'simlas ha-simlos shehim bigdei Shabbos. She should put on her garments, which are her Shabbos clothing. Okay? Furthermore, the Ibn Ezra says on the Pasuk, v'sam simlosayich alayich ha-tovos, her good garments, shaloha Ibn Ezra says, adds a little dimension that we haven't heard yet. Hatovos, what garments should she put on? Her good garments. What does that mean? Shalom Haisa Kotzros Ben, that she was not gleaning in the fields. Not the garments you use when you go down to the field to harvest the wheat, to gather the barley. Not the garments that you wear when you go down to glean with Boaz's workers. Shalom Haisa Kotzera Bahen. Not the ones you use to glean, rather the nice garments that you wear. What are nice garments that a person wears? The garments that a person wears on Shabbos. So this is where we learn out the importance of Shabbos clothing. Now I'm going to quote from the Gemara, okay? Masechta Shabbos, Kufiyut Gimel Amud Beis, which is where Rav Pinchas quotes, okay? I know most of you, I think, do not have the Sefer, but for those of you who do, what I'm doing is only what Rav Shimshon Pinchas is doing. Rav Pinchas says, as we know, there's a special lach of wearing Shabbos clothing. Then Rav Pinchas quotes Rosh Perek Gimel Pasuk Gimel, which we just looked at with the Mefarshim. And then he quotes the Gemara, said Rabbi Allah. So these are the garments of Shabbos. So Rav Pinchas quotes Rosh 3:3. And then he quotes the Masechta Shabbos, Kufiyut Gimel Amud Beis, which I am now going to quote for you. It's a small piece of Gemara, so I'm not screen sharing. It's very small. So the Gemara quotes, first the Gemara, by the way, speaks about your speech of Shabbos, but I'm not touching upon that right now because that's not what we're learning today. We're up to the part of the Sefer where the Gemara is speaking about, where Rav Pinchas is speaking about Shabbos clothing specifically. And again, this is very practical. If we find ourselves, you know, it's difficult for us to adjust for Shabbos and it's much easier to, you know, just put a long skirt over your pajamas or over your leggings or whatever it is. Something that a person has to really keep in mind that no, you can't, you know, you really can't do that. When Shabbos comes to your house, you have to be dressed like a Shabbos in your house, even if there's no other company, even if there's a snowstorm, though they knew there shouldn't be a snowstorm, even if you're not going out of the house today, even if you don't plan to go to Beis Knesset, it doesn't matter. When Shabbos comes, you have to get dressed. Okay, so the Gemara, Shabbos Kufiyut Gimel Amud Beis, quotes this pasuk, V'rachat, you should wash, V'sacht, you should anoint, V'samt, Simosayich, you should put on your clothing, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Eile begadim shel Shabbos, it's beferish, it's very short Gemara, but that's what the Gemara says, this pasuk from Rus teaches you, says Rabbi Elazar, Eile begadim shel Shabbos, these are the begadim of Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Elazar teaches us this, but the Gemara teaches us that Rus was smarter than her mother-in-law. The Gemara then quotes a pasuk from Mishlei, per Tas Pasuk Des, Tain the chacham, the yach kam od. Tain the chacham, give to a wise man, the yach kam od, he will become wiser. So Gemara says, a wise person is always going to become wiser. Okay? Tain the chacham, the yach kam od, give to a wise man, he will become wiser. Pasuk from Mishle, Perek Tes, Pasuk Tes. The Gemara says, this is referring to Rus HaMoaviyah. Give a wise man information, you could say money, you could say Torah, they will become wiser. That's what the pasuk says in Mishle. When you give a wise man something, he'll become wiser. Tan lechacham v'yach kamod. So how do we see this by Rus? So the Gemara says Rus. The ilu Naami ka'amra la Naami her mavul nasetar v'rachat. You should wash. V'sach you should anoint. V'samtzil osayech you should put on your clothing. V'yirada tagoran you should go down to the threshing floor. So that's the order of instructions that Naami gave her. I'm in the Gemara Kufiyot Gimel Beis in Shabbos. However, the ilu berida, but when she went down, when Rus went down, that's why I showed you pasuk vav also. Kisiv, the pasuk said, vateirid hagoren. She went down to the threshing floor. Vahadar, and after vatas kichal shirt sivata chamosa, she did exactly what her mother not commanded her. So in other words, tein lechacham the yach kamod, give instructions to a wise man, he will become wiser. It's like you could say Betzal ben Uri ben Chur. Moshe gave him instructions, but Salo understood when he was building the Mishkan that you need to build the home for the Aron and then construct the Aron, even though they were commanded about the Aron Kodesh first. Parshas Tetzava, Perachav Hei Pasuk Yod. The first kli that Moshe was commanded to make was the Aron Kodesh, where the Luchos, the Shivrei Luchos, and Moshe's Sefer Torah would go. Just read last week's Parsha about the Sefer Torah that Moshe wrote, and it went into the Aron Kodesh. So Moshe was first commanded, Perachav Hei Pasuk Yod in Shemos. Parshas, did I say Tetzava? I meant Truma. Tetzav is a big day kahuna, actually. Parshas Truma. So that was the first thing they were commanded to make. But Betzalel understood that you can't, where are you going to put the Aron Kodesh? I have nowhere to put it. You have to have housing for it before. So Betzalel was given instructions. But Vayach Kamad, he who was so wise, who was the master craftsman, understood you need to build a house, an abode, a lodging for the Aron. Otherwise, where am I going to put it? So to Rus, she was very smart, even though her mother-in-law told her in that order. Rus understood she couldn't do it in that order because people would think she was a zona walking through the streets. You already saw Rashi to Megillas Rus. Why she switched the order? If she was went down mikashatet, if she went down anointed and adorned and with her jewelry and her beautiful garments, so what would happen? People would think she's a zona walking through the street. They're already in enough trouble. Nobody even wants the shidduch there in the first place. She's a Moaviyah, and Naami is a pauper, and they blame Elimelech for leaving during the famine because he was the Parnes Hador. She's in enough trouble. People should think she's a zona. No, so she understands that she has to reverse the order. That's the Gemara there with Pinchas quotes. Okay, so we looked at the pasuk from Mus with the Mefarshim, the psukim from Mus, I should say, with the Mefarshim, and we looked at the Gemara. So now let's go back to Rav Shimshon Pinchas. As we know, there's a special halacha of wearing Shabbos clothing, quoting the pasuk, and you shall bathe and anoint yourself, v'sam tzimlo saich, put on your garments, said Rabbi Elazar, these are the garments of Shabbos, we saw the Gemara inside. The idea of changing into Shabbos clothing, I'm going back to Rav Shimshon Pinchas, I'm on page 57 of our Sefer. The idea of changing into Shabbos clothing is further learned from the Big Day Kohuna, the priestly vestments. What is the source for changing one's clothing? So it is written, the Kohen shall remove his garments and wear different garments. So Pinchas says, not only do we have to change our garments on Shabbos, we have to appreciate we're like the Kohen. Just like the Kohen was Mekabel Pnei Shechina, when he went into the Mishkan, so too we are mekabel the Pnei Shechina, when we usher in Shabbos into our homes. What is the source for changing one's garment? It is written, and he the Kohen shall remove. Oh, I read that right, I'm sorry. From here we see Shabbos clothing are just like Big Day Kohuna, just as the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash had special garments. On Shabbos we have special garments. A person's clothing expresses who he is. I'm repeating what we just said in the beginning without commentary. And it's very, very true. You know so much about a person based on how they dress, the style, the color, the fit, the length. There's a lot you can know about a person based on how they dress. Okay, so just hold your comments, please. Please hold your comments. A person's clothing expresses who he is. The Big Day Kohuna are actually garments of the angels. The angel Gabriel is called the man clothed in linen, pasuk from Daniel, and the garments of the Kohanim are made of linen. And therefore, when the Kohanim enter the Beis HaMikdash, they're devoted to serving Hashem, they're like the Malachim and Shemaim, thus they wear the garments of angels. So as Rav Pinchas on Shabbos, we all wear, page 58, we wear special and different clothing. We're different, we're more elevated people, just like the Malachim are elevated, just like the Kohanim are elevated. On Shabbos, we're all elevated. I want to talk about this idea that a person's clothing, quote, expresses who he is. You know, people who like to wear loud colors. You have people who like to wear animal prints. You have people who like to wear interesting style shoes. You have people who like to wear very tight clothing. You have people who like to wear very loose clothing. You have people who like to wear only black. By the way, this happens to be my Erev Shabbos t-shirt, so I happens to be, I think I'm always wearing black in this class, but that's just because this is a good long sleeve t-shirt for Friday in the house. So you have people who like to wear all different kinds of clothing. It expresses who they are. I want to talk for a few minutes about this idea of clothing. Why do we need clothing? And then we're going to take it back to Rus and understand something gevaldik, a big chiddush, and what we learn from Rus. Oh, hello. Did my husband let you in? I'm sorry. The sprinkler guy is here. Does my husband know he's here? Okay, sorry. Someone just walked into the kitchen. Okay. So I want to talk about this idea of clothing and why we need clothing. And then we're going to take it back to Rus, and we're going to understand something very incredible about Rus, which is what we learn from Rus, and which is what we learn about Shabbos clothing specifically. Okay, I want to take you to Bereishis Perek Beis, which, by the way, we're coming up to Parshas Bereishis very soon, because on Zos HaBrecha is read on Simchas Torah, and then on Simchas Torah we start Bereishis, Ma'aseh Bereishis, and then it'll be Shabbos Bereishis. Okay, so I'm going to screen share. I'm going to take you to Bereishis Perek Beis. Okay, Bereishis Perek Beis, Pasuk. Oh, I should ask if you could see my screen. Yes? Okay. So Adam is created in Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin. Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es ha'Adam afer min ha'Adama vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim v'yadam v'nafesh chaya. Okay, Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin, Adam is created. Now, I know he's really created in Perek Pasuk Chav Zayin. That creation doesn't work. God refashions him into man. Okay. Then Hashem says, Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Ches, lo tov heyos ha'Adam levado, it's not good for man to be alone, esu lo ezer kenegdo, I'll make him an helper opposite him. Fine. Now Hashem creates Isha. Pasuk Chaf Beis, Chaf Aleph, Adam goes into a deep sleep. Hashem takes the side bone that he took from Adam, he builds it into Isha, he brings her to Adam, and Adam says so beautifully, this time it is bone from my bone, flesh from my flesh, therefore she is called woman, she is taken from man. Last Pasuk of Parak Beis in Bereishis, Vayushneim Arumim. Apparently there's no need for clothing. Vayushneim Arumim, Ha'adam V'ishto, and they were both naked, man and his wife, they were not embarrassed. Apparently, by Ma'isa Bereishis, there's no need for any garments whatsoever. They're not embarrassed. They're both naked. They're in the Garden of Eden. Now we go to Perek Gimel, and we meet the Nachash. Okay? Perek Gimel, why did I go to Perek Gimel? Why did my screen just freeze? Okay, that page just froze. So I'm going to take you to Perek Gimel somewhere else, because that stopped working. Now we go to Perek Gimel and Bereishis. That was so weird. Why did that happen? Who cares? Let's not waste time. Perek Gimel Pasuk. Can you see that I'm in Perek Gimel or Bereishis? Okay. The Nachash Haya Arum. Note Arum. We were just told Vayushneim Arumim. They were naked. The Nachash is more cunning, more naked than all the beasts of the field. And he tells Isha to eat from the fruit. She eats from the fruit. Okay. What's the first thing that happens after they eat from the Eitz Hadas Tovara, which we're not supposed to eat from? Vatipakachne einei shneihem, the eyes of both of them were open. Vayedu ke'erumim him, all of a sudden they know they were naked. Now, at the end of Perek Beis, the last thing you were told was, Vayushneim arumim, Adam v'ishto v'lo yisposheshu. The two of them were naked. Before sin, they're naked. V'lo yisposheshu, they have no shame. Now they just sinned. She eats and he eats. The eyes of both of them were open. All of a sudden, they know they're naked. What's the first thing that happens as a result of sin? Before sin, there's no need for clothing. They're both naked in the Garden of Eden, and they are neither of them are embarrassed. Then the eyes of both of them are open, and they know that they're naked. The first thing they do, Yeah, they don't know how to manufacture clothing. They don't know anything about clothing because before sin, they didn't need clothing. But instinctively, something changes, and the first thing they need to do is they make for themselves belts. They cover their parts that need to be covered. Now, we don't even know what a world would look like without shame from being naked. It would be one of the most embarrassing things ever. To give a very extreme example, Yimach Shmon V'Zichron, the Nazis made the Yidden, the Kedoshim and the Tahorim strip to be embarrassed. Sometimes you read memoirs, young girls, and they write how they were never naked in front of everyone. And then they come to the disinfecting room, and all of a sudden they have to be naked. Because why were the Nazis trying to demean in every single way possible any dignity, semblance of self-respect that their poor victims, Rahman al-Sam, my four grandparents amongst them, had? So before sin, there's no need. Nobody's embarrassed. Shneim arumim v'lo yisposhushu. After sin, what's the first thing that happens? Not ochit shechatana lefanecha. Not, oh my God, I'm going to make myself throw up chas v'sham because why did I just eat that? Not, I'm mortified from my sin. The first thing that happens, vayedu ke'erumim, they know they're naked. And the first thing they do, vayispru ali te'ena. So Rashi says, why te'ena? Rashi says, that's the food that they ate from. So from what they sinned with, they try and do a tikkun with. But the Maisha, I'm pointing out that the first thing they do is try and cover themselves up. Now, they don't know how to make clothing because there's no clothing in the world, because there's no clothing stores, because there was no need for clothing. So they take somehow, vayisulab chagoros, I don't know what exactly they did, they took fig leaves, maybe they wove them together, they understood, all of a sudden they said, we need to be covered. We cannot be naked anymore. First thing they do after sin, literally, before they hide from God. The next pasuk tells us they hide from Hashem. But the first thing they do is make for themselves some kind of cover. We can't be naked anymore. And then after Hashem comes along, fascinating, fascinating psukkah, but we just, for purposes of our share, we're not delving into them. So Hashem pronounces punishment on everyone, on the nachash, on the man, on Isha. What does Hashem then do? The first thing Hashem does, vayah. So what was the first vayah? So until now, what he's doing is speaking. Hashem is pronouncing what will happen to Isha, what will happen to Adam, what will happen to Nachash. After that, what's the first concrete thing Hashem does? Vayah, Hashem Elokim la'adam al-ishto, kashnas ar vayal bishem. Wow. The first thing Hashem does is he clothes them. Now you need clothing. The first thing Adam and Isha instinctively do is that they need clothing. Clearly, as a result of sin, something has happened. Clothing are now necessary where they were not necessary before. I want to point out something, okay? Look carefully. Vayas Hashem Elokim Adam Lishto Kostos or Vayal Bishem. Okay, I don't know how to do two psukim on that. I don't want to leave this pasuk. What I want to show you is compare two psukim. Okay, I'm going to another place. Okay, the last pasuk of Perek Beis tells you, which you see on my screen, Vayushneim arubim ha'adam ishto v'lo yisposhushu. V'lo yisposhushu. There's no embarrassment from being naked. V'lo yisposhushu. And when Hashem clothes them, it says, Vayal bishem. Now, maybe you could notice, because Michal Horowitz is fascinated by Shorash and Lashon HaKodesh, Vayal bishem. When God dresses them, it doesn't just say he dressed them, it uses the same root word. In the beginning, v'lo yisposhushu, they were not embarrassed. When he clothes them, vayal bishem, an allusion to busha. Let's talk about why we need clothing. So before sin, they're naked, v'lo yisposhushu. After sin, the very first thing, before they hide from Hashem, which they do, but before they hide from Hashem, Perek Gimel Pasuk Zayin, Vatipakachna Enishteim, Vayedu Ke'eru Mimheim, the immediate result of sin is, we are naked, Vayachpru Ale Te'ena, Vayasulam Chagoros, they weave, they sew, not sewing like we imagine, but they wove fig leaves, and they cover themselves. First reaction to sin. And after God curses them, what does he say? What does he do? Hashem is aware, obviously Hashem is aware, there's a need for clothing, now he clothes them. I just want to point out before I stop the screen sharing, if you see this pasuk, Perek Gimel, pasuk of Aleph, it is 8 words. Vayas Hashem Elokim, la'adam al-ishto, kashnas ar vayabishem, 8 words. Why? Because Chazal say this is connected to 8 big day kahuna. Rav Pinkas is talking about all about the big day kahuna. This pasuk is the source for why the Kohen Gadol wears 8 begadim. count the words. Vayas Hashem Elokim Ladam Lishta Kashas Arvay Bishem. There are 8 words in this pasuk. The Kohen Gadol wears 8 begadim. Each beged corresponds to 1 word in this pasuk, and each beged atones for a different sin. Okay, what is the purpose of begadim? The purpose of clothing is atonement for sin. I learned a number of years ago an idea that I saw first brought down by Rav Avraham Yitzchak Kohen Kok. Zatzal. I don't believe it's his idea per se, but I saw it brought down in a sefer of his teachings. I am really fascinated by Shorash and Lashon HaKodesh. I told my daughter, I don't know if I should say this or not say this. I never said it, but I told my daughter the other week, last Shabbos, I would like to write a sefer, Elijah of the time, and the resources and ability, on lessons from Shorashim and Chumash, different places, different connections, because like you know from learning with me, there are so many secrets in Shorashim, it's mind-blowing. That's what I would really like to do. There's a lot of from a lot of different things, but I'd like to really write a sefer, Halavai, one day, on what we learn from Shorashim, and how different Shorashim form the root of different words and the connection. Okay, now I said it, and people are going to hear on why you tar asa. Okay. Anyway, why do we need clothing? Beged, begadim, big day kahuna, which is what Shem Pekas is speaking about, is from the word bogeid. This is the idea that I saw down, brought down in a sefer with the teachings of Rabbi Mitzchak Kohen Kok. Sefer is called Gold from the Land of Israel. Before sin, we don't need clothing. You saw it on the screen. You saw the psukim. We learned through them. You don't need clothing before sin. After sin, bogeid, you committed a trespass against Hashem. Now you need clothing. Bogeid means trespass or treason. Begadim means clothing. It's the same shorash. Beis gemal dalet. When you commit a trespass, you could say that it's beis gemal dalet is a shorash. You're missing the aleph. If you would have remembered that Hashem is echad, if you remember the achdus of Hashem, you never have committed the trespass or the treason in the first place. That's the kind of things I want to like put in this sefer that I would one day like to write. Okay, all the different chapters and all different shorashim with lessons from the shorashim and chumash. Sometimes we're too caught up in the stories, but I really try and focus very much, and I think that I try to make you focus on what do we learn from a shorash. So beis gimel dal is the shorash of treason or trespass. It's missing an aleph. When a person is missing the achdus of Hashem, the oneness of God in their life, and they come to commit trespass or treason against God. Beis gimel dal, bogeid. You committed a treason. Now you need begadim. They only needed begadim after the sin. Sin is a trespass. Sin is a treason. Sin is an injustice against the melech. Only after the bogeid do you need begadim. Furthermore, my daughter reminded me of this recently. I had learned it in the past, but she reminded me of it and you saw it. Another word for begadim, which is from the root bogeid, which we already explained. Another word for clothing is malbush. Vayal bishem. You saw it in the pasuk. Vayal sashem elokim adam lishto kosos are vayal bishem. Another word for clothing is malbush. It's from the word busha. Because we're embarrassed from sin, busha, therefore we need malbushim. We didn't. Hashem is the malbush arumim. It's from the word busha. What does busha have to do with malbush, dress, levush, dress? A lot. You only need levush, clothing, because you committed a sin. Sin leads to busha, embarrassment. Remember the last pasuk of Perek Beis. Vayushneim arumim ha'adam v'ishto v'lo yisposhishu. Before a sin, there's no embarrassment. You have nothing to be embarrassed of. You didn't sin. You're kadosh and tahor. You're absolutely pure. You don't need to cover anything up. Sin is busha. After busha, vayal bishem. Now you need clothing. Now you need levush. So begadim, we're going back to Rosh. I didn't forget we're talking about Shabbos clothing. Stay tuned. Put on your seatbelts. So this chapter, my sefer, would be called clothing. So begadim are only necessary with bogeid, treason. Once Adam and Isha committed the bogeid because they dropped the aleph of the Achdus Hashem, now they need begadim. That's the first thing they do instinctively after, before they hide from Hashem. You would think that would be first. If they're hiding from God, they're clearly scared of God. The first thing they do is put some sort of cover. They don't know anything about clothing, but they take fig leaves to cover themselves. Okay. Bogeid, begadim, minus the aleph. Levush, malbish arumim, busha. The embarrassment of sin necessitates clothing. I spoke in Teaneck this past Sunday evening, Sarah Simei Teshuva, and somebody there, I don't know her name, so I can't quote her name, but she pointed out another example is Me'il. Okay, Rav Pinkas is speaking about the Big Day Kohanim. The Me'il was the blue cloak that the Kohen Gadol wore. It had bells and pomegranates on the bottom. It atoned for sins of Lashon Hara. Me'il, we just had it. We just had it in Ha'azinu to commit a trespass. Me'il, which is a garment for, a word for, ha, I'm going to show you. I am going to show you. I am going to show you. I am going to show you. When I was learning through Ha'azinu, we came in from Kol Nidre so early, it didn't seem appropriate to go to sleep. So I was learning Parshas Ha'azinu. So I was very excited, because right at the end of Parshas Ha'azinu, I'm going to show you something. Okay, look at Parshas Ha'azinu. Moshe's told he's not going into Eretz Yisrael. Can you see my screen? Why is Moshe not going into Eretz Yisrael? End of Ha'azinu, Paraglama Beis, Pasuk Nun Aleph, this week's Parsha. Al Asher Me'altem Bi B'soch B'nei Yisrael. Oh, why isn't Moshe going into Eretz Yisrael? Because you committed a trespass against me amongst the children of Israel by me, Meriva, Kaddish, in the wilderness of Tzin. You did not sanctify me amongst the children of Israel. Why isn't Moshe going in? Al Asher Me'altem Bi. You committed a trespass. The same root word is used in a Parak Hei, a Bamidbar, by the Sota. She committed a trespass against her husband and against Hashem. So Me'il, which is a cloak, is from the root word Me'alta, Me'ila. A trespass, a sin against God, necessitates a Me'il, a garment. It's gevaldik. Every word, oh my gosh, is going to be amazing. Every word for levush has something to do with sin. I'm proving it to you from Pesukim. I'm not making anything up. I can't make up Shoreshim and Lashon HaKodesh. I can't make up Shoreshim and Lashon HaKodesh. This is mind-blowing. I can't make them up. It's Hashem's Torah. You need begadim because you're a bogeid. You need levush because you have busha from your sin. You need a me'il me'altem. Every time you see the root word for clothing, oh my gosh, every time you need see the root word for clothing, it comes from committing a trespass or treason against God. Bogeid leads to begadim. Busha leads to malbushim, levush. Me'ila leads to me'il. There are a lot of psukim in the Chumash, in Tanakh. There are 24 Sifrei Tanakh. There are a lot of psukim in Tanakh. A lot. That deal with clothing. The Gemara could have learned out from any of the thousands of psukim in Tanakh that you need to wear Shabbos clothing. I came back to Rus. Can you see I'm back in Rus? Hello? There are a lot of psukim in 24 Sifrei Tanakh that deal with clothing. There are a lot of psukim, thousands, that Rabbi Elazar could have learned that you need to wear Shabbos clothing. The Gemara does not learn out the importance of Shabbos clothing from begadim, from me'il, or from levush. Along comes Rabbi Elazar in the Gemara, and he says, oh, Shabbos clothing. What word, what shows do you learn it from? It's not normal. Torah is not normal. It's not normal. If Shimshon Pinkas writes in one of his foreign portraits of prayer that it's such a matana from Hashem that we could understand Torah, we take it for granted that we could understand Torah. Torah is divine. Torah is Hashem. K'tisha brichu oraisa Yisrael chadhu. We don't understand anything about Hashem. How could you understand Torah? Pinkas quote says this in a different sefer. Michal Arts not saying this. He says in Gates of Prayer, Sh'arim B'tfila, that it's the most tremendous matana that Hashem made your mind able to understand Torah. Torah is Hashem. We don't understand anything about Hashem. How could you understand Torah? It's the biggest matana that Hashem gave Atochonin the Adam the Asmami Larash Bina. How could you understand Torah if you don't understand Hashem? It's the biggest nace that a mortal mind could understand something so infinite and divine. Okay, so here we go to the climax of Shir. There's a lot of places that Rabbi Elazar could have said, You have to wear Shabbos clothing. But Shabbos clothing are different than all other clothing. Shabbos clothing are not a result of trespass or treason. Shabbos clothing are elevated kedusha to welcome the Shechina. So Rabbi Elazar doesn't want to teach us about Shabbos clothing from trespass. He doesn't want to teach us about Shabbos clothing from busha. And he doesn't want to teach us about Shabbos clothing from me'ilah, because all those indicate some degree of sin. When it comes to Shabbos, you're different. Change your clothing, i.e. change your entirety. During the week, we wear begodim because we're trespass and treason against God. During the week, we wear malbush, levush, because we are busha before God. During the week, we need a me'ilah because we've committed me'ilah against God. But on Shabbos, you're a totally different person. You're pure. You get a neshama yisera. You're not the same person. The root of Shabbos clothing is not bogeid, not me'ilah, and not busha. Some of the most deepest place of shalom. The Gemara refers to Shabbos candles. The Masecha Shabbos 25b, Chafev Beis, lights of shalom. Shabbos is an entire different realm. When we indicate that we change, oh my God, I can't take it. When we change our clothing on Shabbos, it's not just that you change your clothing, you change your entire essence. You move from a person who is a bogeid, who committed me'ilah, who is full of busha, to simlo sayach. What is the root word of simlo sayach? Simla. And if you rearrange the letter sin mem lamed, it's shalom. Shin lamed mem. When you change your clothing on Shabbos, you're not just changing clothing. Shabbos changes your entire essence. You're no longer a person of begodim, bogeid, trespass, or treason. You're no longer a person of levush, busha, embarrassed from your sins. You're no longer a person who needs a me'il, me'ilah, because you committed a trespass against God. On Shabbos, you're a person of shalom. Masecha Shabbos 25b, the Shabbos candles are lights of shalom. Shabbos' essence is shalom. Masecha Shabbos Yod Amar Beis, Hashem's name is shalom. On Shabbos, we're a person of shalom. Not bogeid, not me'ilah, and not busha. You're a person of shalom and shlemus, because the Neshama Yisera comes and you're totally pure on Shabbos. You're a person of shalom, you light candles of shalom, you're intimate with God whose name is shalom. So Rabbi Elazar says, change into Shabbos clothing. Where do I learn it from? V'samt simlo sayich alayich. Bedeck yourself, beautify yourself in simlos. Root word, sin mem lamed. Arrange the letters, shin lamed mem. Bedeck yourself in Shabbos of shalom. Light the candles of shalom. Welcome Hashem, whose name is shalom, to your table. There are 24 Sfarim in Tanakh. There are a lot of psukim that deal with clothing. And here Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara says specifically, put on your Shabbos clothing. But the word used is Vasamt Simlo Sayach. Naomi did not say to Rus, Vasamt Bigadayach, Vasamt Mi'ilayach, Vasamt Livushayach. Vasamt Simlo Sayach. She is going to create Melech HaMashiach. It's the ultimate Shlemus that she's bringing to the world. Shabbos is the ultimate Shlemus we bring to the world. And so how does Rabbi Elazar learn that you have to put on Shabbos clothing? Everybody should take a shower, bathe for Shabbos. V'sach, you should anoint yourself, creams, perfumes, makeup for Shabbos. V'sam simlo sayach alayich. Not begadim, because there's no bogeid on Shabbos. Not malbush, because there's no busha on Shabbos. And not me'il, because there's no me'ila on Shabbos. During the week, that's why you need clothing, because you're embarrassed from sin. When Shabbos comes, the aura of the shalom of Shabbos, Hashem's name is shalom, I already quoted it, the Gemara says the Shabbos Yod Amar Beis, that's why you can't say shalom in the bathroom. Shabbos brings us shalom. The candles are lights of shalom, and the begadim are begadim of shalom, because the extra neshama brings us that shlemus, that shalom, v'rachatzt, v'sacht, v'samt, simlo sayach, alech. I love Torah. I know I say in every class. I'm not joking. It can't get better. It keeps getting better. So Bezor Hashem, maybe one day this will be a chapter in my book, my sefer. You'll say you heard it first. The last sentence of Eishas Chayil. One second. What's the last sentence of Eishas Chayil? I'm going to ksuv him quickly. Everyone who needs to leave could leave. The shir is over. Eishes chayil shir shirim, not shir shirim. Eishes chayil is mishlei 31. I'm looking it up quickly. The last sentence of Eishes chayil tnula mipri adavi halu b'shar maseha. What does that have to do with our shir? I'm not sure. Okay, I thank our anonymous sponsor. Okay, very, very much. And I hope you enjoyed. And it should be a schus for our sponsor and our family, for many Shabbosos of true Shalom and Shlemus. I wish everybody a meaningful and uplifting Chag Sameach. Sameach v'chagecha v'yisach Sameach. I need to tell you something. The next year is not on the 21st. It does not work for our sponsor. So please, that's when it's supposed to be. Obviously not. That's not what Hashem wants it. Please mark your calendar. The next year, Be'ezer Hashem, will be in 3 weeks. We should all be well, which corresponds to 3 Cheshvan, October 28th. Okay, please mark your calendar. I look forward to seeing you then. Have a wonderful, uplifting, and amazing, a beautiful Shabbos. And when you get dressed later, don't forget what we learned. Thank you, Hashem. Torah Hashem Tamim Meshivas Nefesh, Edus Hashem Ne'emana, Machimas Pasi. Thank you, everybody, so much for this chos. Thank you.